If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, the retro. 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 Brand new, the retro.
Yes, me.
This is the high society.
This is the high society.
I always wondered why that guy would yell,
boom.
Good times.
I guess when he's trying to warm up a crowd.
Yep.
Weird. All right, you're listening to High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepperhicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And that's it. We're back. We're back live. Last week, we apologized for the best of last week. I swear to God, it'll never happen again.
It will.
For the next 3 years. This is a guarantee.
Why would you do that
for
to yourself?
For the next 3 years, there will be live shows. That's right. Put that up on the Patreon account. That if I end up... If there's not a live show, we give our patrons money. Is that possible?
No, I'm not signing up for that.
Yeah, no.
No, do it.
No.
In case you don't know what we're talking
about. 90% of the time we miss shows is because of you.
In case you don't know what we're talking about, we have a Patreon account. That's right. Listeners of the show will become our patrons. They can donate money to the show and we'll do cool shit. We'll put out more shows, specials. Whatever we deem. We might even make some bathtub liquor. We're going to throw parties.
It should really just be sugardaddy.com, right?
Like, you're going to get t-shirts, right?
Yeah.
Bronx Johnny's wearing a High Society Radio t-shirt.
Always.
You can check that out on our Twitter, at HS Radio Show.
I sleep in my shit. Mad comfy.
And also on our Twitter account is the link to the Patreon account. Now, Chris, 2 weeks ago, our last live show, between then and now, there were some new people donating to us. Can you tell me who they are?
Yeah, we got Finn McCool is the new top patron.
What up, Finn?
Whoa.
Beating GoPack Joe's ass.
Really?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Let's not give out numbers.
Cool $1 more a month.
Oh,
though.
God. Oh, my God.
He just prices right into shit out of GoPack Joe.
You're not pitting the listeners against each other, are you?
No. In an attempt to get them to bid to put more money in this thing? That's a terrible
You're transparent.
Strategy.
And it's kind of embarrassing. I don't want to be
part of this
anymore.
I want to say big ups to Matt. He, every little bit counts. His pledge. 69 cents
a month. You're gonna embarrass Matt.
No, he did it really. To get a shout out.
What the fuck?
He put 69 cents a month.
I'll take
you
that.
Telling me he didn't want us to talk about that?
All right.
That's cute.
If it was 68 cents a month, I'd say maybe that's all he could afford.
Hey, Matt, I'm not gonna make fun of you or out whatever you put out there like Chris and Johnny are.
I didn't say shit.
I'm just gonna say thank you. Thank you for helping us out.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, everything helps.
Literally everything helps.
Yeah.
We're in a bad way. Also, I have to send a big thank you out to Ken. Ken is a guy who helped us finally fix our iTunes account so that if you search New Trash City if you search High Society Radio on iTunes, our actual iTunes account comes up.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Yeah. Ken is a master of the interwebs. That's how I see it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not too good with computers. I still don't know how to use Twitter, but Ken, that man knows how to use a computer.
Fuck yeah.
And he finally helped us fix our iTunes account. So things are looking up. I'm feeling good about us. I think the future looks bright. Now, whenever I say things like this...
You jinx it, man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible events follow.
Somebody brought that up on, I forget if it was Twitter or Reddit. Just this week, somebody was just like, you know... Pepper was just talking about how there wasn't a best of in months, and this show's been going out real regularly. And then immediately we're in best of.
Oh my God. Shit. Did I really say that? Yes. Did that really happen?
You really said, you went out like for 2 minutes. You were just like, yeah, look at this. We're putting out regular content. How many best ofs have we had this year? Three?
Damn, son.
Eesh.
Did you plan it out that way or something?
No, I. See, I forget there's that cloud over my head that, yeah. You know, and whenever I forget, it reminds me. You know, it comes back. And
the cloud's like right on you. You're like Pigpen.
I'm living in this terrible cloud full of electricity and sadness.
Damn.
All right. Well, so that's neither here nor there, okay? Right now we're just doing a podcast. It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com, for all your podcasting needs. You fill your life with podcast content. Hey, you at the gym? Listen to morelikeradio.com, huh? Hey, you're cutting up a hooker in your basement? Listen to High Society Radio.
Soundtrack of your life, son.
Yeah, exactly. I know I'm constantly doing both those things. Going to the gym and murdering hookers. One of those is a lie.
They fucking go hand in hand, I guess.
It's kind of like CrossFit.
Yeah, basically.
Is it?
Yeah,
this a cult?
I'm trying to integrate the cutting up and dumping of bodies into CrossFit.
It's good cardio.
Yeah, no, I think lifting dead bodies got to be good. I mean, sandbag training.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They use that to simulate, you know, wrestling bodies. It's supposed to be good for the FDNY, jiu-jitsu, things like that.
CrossFit's a cult, right? Like everyone says, like there's been more and more articles coming out of people saying, like, I used CrossFit, and boy, was that a weird scene.
Yeah, people claiming that shit don't work.
But
either.
Once somebody says something, everybody just, I mean, that's just the news cycle. That's just internet news now. It's just constant reblogging. It's
news cycle, more like booze cycle, right,
oh,
Johnny?
Boy.
Huh?
Are all you right. Booing it, or is it drunk?
Drunk. Drunk. Booze. Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure.
B-O-O-Z-E.
That was good.
Booze.
What you drinking there, pal?
I'm having some water.
Oh, nice.
Fancy. I'm trying to keep hydrated, you know?
Your skin's looking good this summer.
Yeah, it's summer.
Thanks, buddy. I'm taking a lot of vitamin D.
Hell yeah.
Probably too much. I ate like half a bottle the other day.
You're not supposed to do that, though. You already said it's like three times a week.
Well, you said you've been feeling better since you've been taking the vitamin
He's
D,
looking
though.
Better,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
He's
oh, yeah.
Looking better.
Yeah, there's color in my skin.
Hey, you're a little reddish and shit. I like it.
That's just from shortness of breath, Johnny.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
It's good, though. We're back live, and again.
Well, live to tape.
We couldn't. It's a new show. We couldn't do it last week, so I cut a great intro that I'm sure no one listened to. And because I put best of in big bold letters on the posting of the actual show.
Mm.
So, you know, people, you know, they're like, oh, best of.
Yeah, fuck that.
I want nothing to do with this. Well, you know what? It's called best of. It was literally the best of some of the stuff we've done.
It's like Bukkake for your
ears. What episode was it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's best of.
It was actually the episode, remember that article from, I believe it was the Post or a local New York paper, where those girls talked about how they, they moved to New York because they wanted to be Carrie Bradshaw.
Oh, yeah.
That's a classic one.
It was like off of Gotham or something.
Yeah, it might have been Gotham. I think it was like the Post and the News.
Mm.
I'm not 100% sure.
And life didn't work out. That was awesome.
No, I'm sure these bros are doing a lot better than we are, Johnny.
I hope not.
No, I'll lay money down that they are. There's little chance that they're not doing better than us.
Okay. Yeah. It's kind of reaching to fucking find somebody worse off.
Speaking of moving to New York, what was the Brooklyn's last porno theater?
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Where'd you see this?
Vice threw this up. It's apparently, I have passed this place no less than 5,000 times.
Wow. What neighborhood is it?
It's in Midwood. It's on Kings Highway. I actually used to, you know, I used to drive down Kings Highway like four times a day.
No one listening knows what Midwood or Kings Highway is. Where, like, yeah, what part of Brooklyn would that be?
It's South Brooklyn.
Okay.
So, yeah, they put something up. Apparently, yeah, it's just a porn theater. They got jerk booths.
Nice.
And they're still showing full theaters of porn.
Why is this a story?
It's the last one. Everything's a story if it's the last one.
In Brooklyn? Or is the last one? Like, there's no porn theaters in Manhattan anymore? What about Show World?
They got the booths. Those are just booths.
Yeah. This is actually, they have booths and a theater.
Oh, wow.
And, like, apparently the guys offer you condoms if you're going downstairs with the pal to each get into a different booth.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Fucking classy. It's like when you go to the bathroom, they give you a mint or something like that. That's nice.
Well, it's a mint-flavored condom in this case.
Well, I mean, some of the quotes in this article are pretty good.
Or what are they?
This is a porno theater. You understand. He asked me four times as I tried to buy a ticket. We show pornos. People fucking. You know this, right? But seriously, no, I here's the thing. I threw up like a... Obviously, this isn't scientific research, but I tagged a bunch of people on Facebook with this article.
Yeah.
Just, you know, people of varying ages. That I know. More than half of the people did not know. People... one kid who grew up four blocks from there his entire life had no idea.
Well, if you look at the theater outside, it's very unassuming. It just says cinema on it.
It just looks like a theater. And I actually found out that the same guy owns the diner that you can see right next door in this picture. And actually, a buddy of mine has been trying to get him to sell for the last 8 years. He owns the giant property, and they could build. But yeah, the guy has no mortgage. The property's worth $10 million. He just lives in Greece.
Holy shit!
This Greek dude owns like the two passions of Greek Americans:
greasy porn theater and diner. Bitch.
And they both apparently make a profit because there's no mortgage on them.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of slick that he can get away with actually having the theater, because you know how they have those zoning laws and bullshit like that.
Yeah, but it's been there for it's been there for as long as I remember.
Well, it's probably just a gay hookup spot, right?
Maybe. No, I think it's honestly, if I had to guess, that neighborhood is pretty orthodox. I would imagine some people trying to get away from the wife.
Oh yeah. Oh,
well, no,
fuck
if it's pretty
that makes sense.
If it's pretty orthodox, then it's probably just dudes in the DL. I would also.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that goes on. Like I said, the guy offered the reporter from Vice condoms when they were going downstairs to check out the booths.
Hell yeah.
Mm.
So, they seem to not care.
Well, no, they know what's going on. I mean, they had to explain to the dude, look, this is a porno theater. Understand? Jacking. Constantly.
Well, apparently you can go from screen to screen.
But you think they show vintage stuff? That's probably what they're showing. I don't know if you're going to be showing, like, new age stuff.
I'm sure they're showing
new
stuff.
Only showing new stuff.
Probably in the booth. You think on the screen?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, pretty new stuff.
I didn't even know they had film for that shit.
They don't. They just throw a DVD. It's all digital, Johnny. Oh. Christ almighty. It's nothing but HD porn.
Where's the magic?
What magic is involved
in the graininess of it. You see, like, ball hairs and shit curled up. Though. It's nice.
You understand now that what you're looking for is now even more prevalent?
Oh, this guy went in there with girls.
Hold on. Because of HD pornography, now you can actually see all the ball hairs that you want
to
see?
Not all of them, but it's like a nice graininess to it when you see like the shit from the 70s and stuff, dude. I just miss the graininess. That's all I'm saying.
You just want to live in Boogie Nights, don't you?
It'd be nice.
Really? Because did you watch that movie? It didn't end well for many people.
Burt Reynolds made out of that shit alive.
He was the ringleader. He was the director.
Go. That's the dude I want to be. I don't want to be the colonel. Don't want to be William H. Macy. Everybody else worked out fine. Dirk Diggler ain't died, right?
Nobody still was jacking off for dudes in cars and got beat up.
Oh, right. I forgot that. Yeah, forgot you know that? What? Yeah. Oh, shit. Excellent
Weird.
Point. Yeah, that's bad.
Weird. Weird if you like the movie so much you don't remember that part. Boogie Nights is probably my favorite movie to put on when I'm messed up. I'm like, yo, we're watching Boogie Nights.
That shit will put you in a bad head. I don't know.
Oh, hell no. I usually don't last till the end. I'm like, I'll just turn it off.
You just like nod off?
You just watch the beginning. You just watch the upswing, and then you just turn on Bar Rescue, right?
Yeah, I'll usually turn it off before he starts masturbating. Like, I'll turn it off after Don Cheadle gets the cash from the dude.
The donut spot?
The donut spot. It turns into a shootout. But it's an awesome soundtrack.
Yeah.
And just crazy great drug scenes.
Motoring.
Sure. Like, I'm sticking through that scene. That's like,
that's my shit.
Why are I in that room right now?
That's
nuts,
because they said that shit actually did happen.
Did they?
They did say that. Like, John Holmes went through it. Like, he was a part of, like, some fucking robbery gone wrong. That was always a story.
You believe that Paul Thomas Anderson wrote that when he was 27 years old? Probably
That's
26.
Insane.
I think he made it when he was 27. When he was 27, so he probably wrote it when he was 26.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Amazing, amazing.
Fucking talented guy.
A young dude like that could write a movie that complete and that good. Love it.
Stands up too.
Of course it does. You get all messed up, you watch Boogie Nights.
Yeah.
Do what I do.
Freckled titties on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
You come off real creepy, Johnny. More so than me.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You're listening to High Society Radio. We're going to have t-shirts soon, right, Chris?
You should.
Yeah. And then if you hit up our Patreon account, you get a t-shirt. You go to our Twitter account right now, you'll see Bronx Johnny in a lovely High Society Radio t-shirt. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. At HS Radio Show. That's a plug.
Mad professional, son.
Plug for us, right, boys?
Fuck yeah.
Good job, man. You can tell you've worked in radio for the last decade.
I'm just trying to... Yeah, because I'm a mush-mouth moron.
Who the fuck says that about you?
Yeah, you got that all right.
What's good with this... all right. Chris, you would tell me that... there's a cheeseburger on Tinder?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is it's actually kind of an old... It's from last week, the story.
Oh, my God. This isn't current.
You asked me about it.
I just saw Tinder cheeseburger. We didn't do
it. Yeah, you should have just gone with it. What
we
the
didn't
fuck?
Do a show last... People know. This went fairly viral.
It's fine.
I'm just giving a disclaimer. If you need your most current Tinder news, maybe you should tune it to another show.
Don't tell them to turn the show off.
They've already downloaded it. We got the points on the numbers. It's fine.
No, they should listen and become part of the community.
That's a tasty-looking burger.
The community also you can reach out to reddit.com/r/highsocietyradio. So what's this cheeseburger on Tinder?
Some girl put up saying her name was Patty and she's 21, a picture of a cheeseburger, and guys sent her a creepy mess. This is based on Craigslist phishing. So people are just stealing it over and over again.
So it's not different. So it's not an actual cheeseburger.
No.
Because when
it's
I heard
a woman
the story
pretending to be a cheeseburger.
So when I heard the story, I broke up with my girlfriend. I was like, I'm gonna date this cheeseburger. Honey. Sorry, so it's a chick who just... Why does this happen more on Tinder? Like, I don't have Tinder, I don't use it, I've never been on it, but people can just put whatever picture they want?
You have to pick from one of your Facebook pictures, so if you have a picture of a cheeseburger on your Facebook page...
You can use it.
Why not do that? Well, I saw some other story where, like, it's like a just mad dudes posing as with, like, tigers and, like, lions and shit.
They're actually making that illegal in New York State.
I heard about that.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, like on selfies. Tinder, mad dudes, like all different dudes, all had the same idea. It was like, I'll pose with a tiger in my Tinder profile. This is going to be all the box in the world. I'll get mad trim.
Just look badass.
Yeah.
Well, I think people just would take a picture with a tiger if they're near, you know, a tiger habitat.
That's Photoshop.
Where you can do that.
That's clearly fucking
Photoshop. No. But, like, they put that up on the Tinder thinking, like, all right, bitches be loving tigers.
Yeah, in front. Scarface had one.
They probably do. You know, they have the barbed penis. Locks things down.
Yeah. I guess I don't know why women would want a very sharp good. Barbed penis.
Very good.
You know, hold things in place.
Oh,
it's like an added level of intimacy.
That's God, sex is terrible for cats, huh?
Yeah, it sounds rough.
Oh, they sound like they're having fun.
No, they don't. It sounds like a rape every time cats bang.
Wait, that's not what sex is supposed to sound like.
Go look for some tiger fucking porn and see what you come up with. That
oh
can't
my
be
God,
fun. That cannot be fun.
It's so weird.
Don't like most big cat sex only last like 30 seconds?
I don't know.
I don't time them shits, man.
I haven't seen that much big cat sex. But I think most sex in the animal world doesn't last very long.
I saw some ostriches banging. It only lasted like a minute.
I'm trying to remember if they ever advertised that shit like during late night TV, like, oh, animals get romantic. Not, but like they presented like animals getting romantic.
No, why would they?
I don't know. I thought they did.
I was going to say it's bestiality, but it isn't. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's just animals getting it on. All right.
Dude, I think you literally just made that up in your own
head.
No,
man, I'm pretty sure like Animal Planet had like a late night show for like animals getting romantic. Not fucking per se, but like mating and all that shit.
Cuddling?
Yeah,
like animal
stuff like
cuddles?
That. Yeah.
Well, that's just sweet.
Oh.
I should just start a Tinder profile with just like a severed lion's head or something. Just something really horrible.
Oh. You end up like that teen that fucking kills animals and shit.
Oh yeah, that's terrible. What was she, did she get signed to a modeling contract or something? What was it?
That was another one I think. They got signed to that during the World Cup, and then they
cut her off. Hated that. This
she
little girl
killed something.
She killed like a giant, like I think it was a lion or a tiger. No, it was a giant
lion
in Africa. I was like this.
Well, there's a bunch of pictures of her hunt. What was it? The
I thought that was another chick. Like she was an American.
Yeah, these are just keep coming out more and more. Just like hot chicks posing next to dead African animals.
One of them was
animals.
Like a cheerleader, and I think she had killed like a rhino or some shit.
It drives me insane. It's terrible.
What if they eat it?
That's what
no,
I'm saying.
There's no reason
what do you mean,
to eat lion
no?
meat. No, just let the lions live on the goddamn plains of the Sahara or whatever. I don't know.
Damn. So you sounding real soft right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to cut off the heads of lions.
If she's eating it, it's worth something, no?
Eat a cheeseburger. I'll fucking cash money down that it tastes better than a lion burger.
I've never had it. It's the fucking king of the animals.
What's that movie with Brando and... now I just sound crazy.
What the fuck?
And Matthew Dr. Broderick.
Moreau?
No, Matthew Broderick.
Were they spoofing The Godfather?
Somewhat, yeah. And they had they were like making all they were like importing wild animals.
Yeah, and they were giving them like fake shit. Yeah. Instead of real,
That made me a lot happier than in that movie.
Oh god damn! I did not know you was a bleeding heart like that. Holy shit!
Bleeding heart. What's the point?
Wait a minute. Didn't you eat fucking bison before? We had bison before.
Those are grown on farms. Sorry.
They're grown on farms. Ted Turner brought them back, and because people like bison now, that's why bison actually exist.
Okay. They got those fucking lions reproducing. They're still, I don't think they're endangered.
No, they're endangered.
Are they? I thought tigers were endangered.
You know, yes, those two.
You know, they say an ostrich burger has less fat, but you eat more of it.
I've heard that. It's lean meat and shit, right?
He's fucking with you, Johnny. This is, we're all talking crazy.
So, no, I didn't know that Ted Turner brought back buffalo.
Yeah, that was crazy. I think
or bison, whatever it is.
I think that's the same thing.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah. He like owns like all the bison in America. Like awesome. he popped it off. he got everyone loving it.
It's very good. It tastes wonderful.
It's okay.
It's very good.
It's okay. I don't think it's great, but it's okay. Like I'll have some bison. Sure, why not?
But they survived. Anyway, I found out that those two chicks that wrote that article we did on the best of,
they're dead.
No, apparently about a year ago they put out a pop song.
Really?
Shut
called
the
New
fuck
Love. I
up.
Mean, I just put their names. Into YouTube.
Put
YouTube, right? That's what you call
I
all
think
the time.
This is what
we're off the air.
Just... that is always
and I'm like,
what I call
Chris,
it.
Chris, Jews didn't even make YouTube. What are you talking about?
Nah,
I think it was an Asian
YouTube
guy.
They control the media. I heard that.
Oh, boy.
Stop it. All right.
So, yeah, I think I'm pretty sure this is them.
All right. I don't know if I trust you, but I'm putting it up.
It's a quick Google search while we're in the middle of a show. It looks like them.
Julia Price.
That's their names. I looked it up on
all right, let's listen
on the old
to, let's
post
listen
article.
Giving him my every breath and thought, but he told me that it wasn't enough. So I packed up all my things.
She's in
this is really bad.
Be donkey punches though.
It's misogynistic.
Ugh.
Damn, you're not even feigning interest. Usually when we play a terrible song, you feign interest in it.
This is bad, dude.
Yeah, this is really bad.
She's not even really playing the fucking piano.
How'd she get a piano into the middle of the Flatiron District, though?
She had it in Times Square, too.
I think that was all the way downtown by Chelsea Piers.
Mad dudes giving.
No, that's by,
wait a minute.
That's by Meatpacking. This right here?
Wait. All
right,
let's listen to the words. I can't believe we spent the
whole night talking. They were fucking.
It looks like
talking.
She's whoring, dude. She's getting those hearts like you would on Craigslist. Like roses and shit.
Oh. Like roses on Craigslist?
Yeah, bro. Look at that.
Oh, it's a donation?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm turning this off. I can't take much more of this.
How does it end, though? Oh, the other one's going to sing.
Actually, let's do a quick picture. Yeah, this is them. This is them.
Holy sorry shit.
Well, that's what, a minute we'll never get back?
A minute and 38 seconds.
Now I'm pissed that I ever played that best of last week because we had to listen to that garbage.
Hey, at least it worked out for them good.
I told you they were doing better than us.
Good
we don't have a
them
music video.
We could if we wanted to, son.
I guess. Chris, don't you know a guy who shoots music videos?
Yeah, I know a couple guys who shoot music videos.
So then let's make a music video and shove it in these skanks' faces.
Fuck yeah.
Are you talking about a snuff film?
No. God damn it.
I don't know if you're using a euphemism or not. You're talking
know
about how much you hate these women, and then let's shoot a video. We're not musicians.
I'm saying I dislike those women personally. I don't hate all women. That's Johnny.
I don't fucking hate all women. That's just a horrible rumor you fucking started.
And that you perpetuate.
Sometimes.
Oh, and I think the girl... Oh, and the girl got a Bravo show.
Shut the fuck up.
What's it about?
Oh...
It's I'm trying to look it up, but this was a few years ago. Me and Nat have actually happened. I'm just seeing articles about it. It's called Misadvised, about her running a relationship column. I've never heard of this, and it came out in 2012, so it must not have done very well.
There's only one TV matchmaking show I watch, and it's Millionaire Matchmaker with Patty Stanger.
God, shut the fuck up. Ugh.
What?
That shit, that bitch is horrible. She can't even fucking find one herself. How's she giving out advice?
Look. Just because she can't find love herself doesn't mean she... Look, she has a gift and a curse. I don't even know if the show's still on anymore. I don't know if anyone knows what the hell I'm talking about.
It's still on.
What show?
Is it really?
Yeah, it's still on.
Wait, what are you
with
talking
about? Patty Strange and shit, right?
Millionaire Matchmaker.
Oh, yeah. That show is still on, really?
Yeah. She fucking, because she did some shit in New York, LA, I think Chicago. She moves around. So she, you know, she knows what she's doing. She looks like she can suck a dick.
That's John, Bronx Giant saying that, not her.
Good for her.
Oh, Patty.
How did we get here from Tinder Burger?
It was just us comparing a piece of meat to another piece of meat. And that's
stop it.
Fucking, what?
God damn it.
All right, I'll look for a list on returnofkings.com. You guys talk about something else.
Shit, man. Oh.
Yeah, you listen to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Hit us up on our Patreon account, which you can find the link on our permanently on our Twitter account at HS Radio Show. And what website did you just go? Return of Kings? Is that bro website?
Yeah, I figured since Johnny was getting all the, you know, he was getting into his groove there, I figured I'd see if I could find a list.
I'm not that fucking much luck bad, all right?
You're pretty bad, Johnny.
Oh, God. Please.
There's a bunch of pictures of women that are against feminism. I mean, that's kind of hot, right?
I like that, because sometimes they go overboard with that shit.
It's depressing, really.
Some girls like it rough, you know? Consensual, but
that,
rough.
That is definitely true.
There you go.
Again.
What? I
crazy.
Said consensual. What? I cleaned it up. I'm a patriarch. I enjoy opposing what? Opposing you.
I saw they're making an alcohol vaporizer.
Yeah, they're making an alcohol vaporizer. So they've already made it. It's coming out soon.
So they what's the gist? You pour like rum into a vaporizer?
Yeah and it vapes it and you kind of huff it down. You want to watch the promo video?
That's not new. They've been doing that for a minute, right?
I don't.
No, this is for home use. They had it in like the alcohol bars a few years ago.
Yeah,
this is the
I know
first.
It was big in LA.
This is the first.
The alcohol bars, as opposed to what? The water bars.
You know, the alcohol oxygen bars.
Wow,
or whatever.
Man, you smug motherfucker! Yeah.
All right, so
I'm gonna start keeping a list of all the things that you fuck up.
Here, I'll give you the list. Everything. All right, let's see the promo video. What is it called? The vape shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited already.
Yeah, let's see if it fucking loads. I clicked that about 8 seconds ago. Now, come on, you stupid YouTube.
Well,
that's what I get for saying that the Jews run YouTube.
Oh, God. Don't
again,
say it again,
you're not
man.
Helping.
Jesus. So the gist of it is all you just fucking use it in your house and you can fucking party with that?
Yeah. I don't know who's, I guess, kids. This will be for kids, I guess, and trending people.
Didn't the fucking FDA come out a while saying that's more dangerous than actually fucking just drinking alcohol?
No, that was the snorting it. Here's here's the video.
The party started faster and won't slow you down. Something new, trendy, and sciency. Yeah, we just made up that word. Introducing Vape Shot Vaporized Spirits. That's right. You've probably heard about it all over the news, and now you can enjoy vaporized alcohol anytime at home or at one of your awesome parties.
I do throw awesome parties.
Vaporized alcohol, which you can inhale with a straw. It hits you instantly and kickstarts your buzz.
You guys take it out of a bottle like it's a grab bomb. It looks like a grab bomb.
Remove the top cover, fill it with your favorite liquor, replace the cover, and you're ready to go. To serve, simply push the injector into the vape shot bottle, press the button on top, and count to 20. Now you have a vape shot ready to go. Twist the top to pop, and you've got yourself a vaporized drink.
Yeah, it does. Is this real?
Yeah.
Vape Shot Mini is fast, fun, and versatile. You can create a vapor-only shot, or pour a shot of liquor into the serving bottle and then add the vapor shot, or even pour a full mixed drink in and then the vapor shot.
What the fuck?
Constructed of the highest quality materials, Vape Shot Mini comes in two versions, white and stainless steel. No matter which you choose, Vape Shot Mini is bound to be the hit at all your parties. Vape Shot is the only laboratory-tested product.
Hey, bro, you want to take a shot of fucking... Hey, I just vaporized the entire jug of wine. Want to take it and black out?
Fuck yeah, son. You ain't going to go
past I just watched
like
a video of you funneling a 40 2 days ago.
Nice. That's what we're doing now?
This is a long time ago.
I'm just saying, you shit on this now just because the kids have better technology. That's like you're just sitting there, basically like these kids with their smartphones.
No, I'm not. I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying this is just for young kids. It's like this is for kids. This is for college kids, basically. Kids
I would do it
straight out of college.
I would try it. I don't know if you'd buy it and have it in your house.
I wouldn't. It's, well, first of all, it's not for college kids because it's $900. Well, it's seven. Oh, the white one is $700. The stainless steel is $900.
What? $200 more for stainless steel? That's the one I wanted.
Yeah, well, it's cooler looking.
I'm not going to get white.
Yeah, that though.
It looks like an old iPod, the white one, right?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Wait a minute, that is an old iPod. They're ripping me off.
They're repurposing old iPods to get you fucked up?
Finally.
That's fucking recycling I can get behind.
Yeah, it's not like anyone actually uses an iPod anymore.
Yeah.
So how many of those shit you think it'd take to just like fuck you up, knock you out drunk?
I mean, I think each one is like
probably
a shot, so.
Like probably 3 20? Hits of them? 20? What
20 shots.
You okay.
Okay.
Well, I like to party, guys. Just because you guys are slowing down in your old age.
Yeah, I can't get. I would take one of them.
What
and
I'm kind of curious is, remember when I had all that?
I'd like the taste of alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, you probably still taste the alcohol.
Nah, you probably just get the fumes off that shit.
Nah,
right?
I'm sure it'll give you like an oaky breath that whiskey would.
Nah, but it ain't gonna
be
like
a cognac dipped cigar or something.
I'm not even the biggest fan of weed vaporizers. I like to smoke actual nug, bruh.
All right. They call it flower now. They call it flower, really? Yeah.
I ain't even heard of that one.
All right. Okay.
All the like wax and oil snobs call like regular weed flower.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So you got guys who smoke your wax, your dabs, your goo, your mustard, right?
I mean, those are all the same thing, but yeah.
I know, yeah. But I'm just, that was the fucking point. And then,
but then
they
you got
call,
shatter. That's different.
They what?
Shatter is different.
All right. So what's shatter?
It's just solidified wax, but it shatters.
Okay.
It's kind of like a sugar glass or something.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And so the dudes are now they're just smoke goo now, right?
Oh yeah. And then they refer to regular bud as flower. They go, oh, I haven't touched flower in years, bro. I know, because this happened in my house the other day.
That's fucking crazy. I never heard of that shit. You dead ass?
Yeah. Kid I grew up with said that in my house. I was like, go fuck yourself.
I haven't smoked flower. Oh, that's so stupid and so funny. I guess we have to stop smoking flower, and we got to go straight goo.
Because they changed it up. Back in the day, the essays used to call fucking coke flower and shit.
Well, it's the flower
that's
of the plant.
That's flower, F-L-O-U-R.
Yeah, this is flower.
This is F-L-O-W-E-R, because like a plant, bruh.
Yeah. Ah.
Man, I can't believe flour is out.
That
goo is...
that
sounds great. Flour is out, goo is in.
It's weird getting old, isn't it?
Yeah, yo, it is.
But here's what I was thinking. Remember when I had all that hash oil infused rum a few years ago?
No.
No.
Oh, I did. I had a big bottle of it. Maybe I didn't share with you guys. I'm sorry. But I wonder if you put that in the vape shot.
Oh, you're going to get whacked.
Yeah, that would fuck you up.
That's probably like vaporizing weed and you know, booze,
and booze
the same
together.
Time.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Nice.
That's instant spins.
See,
that's
there
what I'm
you
talking
go. Now
about.
You could move some units doing that shit. I think it's stupid to fucking vape alcohol. That's just being straight lazy.
I mean, look. See these kids in this picture? They're having like a pool party. This is what you need to
think
about.
One of them is
going to
fucking drown, son.
Oh, yeah, someone's going to
fucking die.
I am positive someone's going to die because of this product.
Fuck yeah, son.
Within 6 months.
Because no one's ever died off regular drinking alcohol.
Nobody's saying that, but you got a better chance of like...
You're doubling the binge.
Dumbing yourself down hard.
Some frat full of rich kids is going to buy like 30 of them and fill garbage bags with this shit and start putting it over people's heads.
We should start a frat.
Oh, wow, yeah. I didn't even think of that. Good one. Nice.
We should start a frat for poor kids.
It's called the Freelancers Union.
Oh. Sad.
Damn, take a shot.
They're called street gangs.
That's a sad shot at the Freelancer Union.
Those poor
bastards. Don't deserve that. They're just trying to get health insurance, bruh. Come on.
Sometimes they need that gooby.
Because flour just doesn't do it for me anymore. Gotta smoke that goo. Or mustard.
Yeah, I'd feel so fucking retarded saying that at a party or some shit.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I mean, you're old.
I was like, what? Is that fucking co-word? Are you wearing a wire or some shit?
I mean, all right, like with the getting high. I saw there was an article on Motherboard about somebody who put like basically a do-it-yourself VR helmet. So they're calling it a hypnosis helmet.
Wow.
But basically use this app called audio. What's it called? Audio High or something? Let me pull it up.
I'm hip. I like apps.
Yeah, this is an app that claims to get you high by playing sounds and things.
I've heard of that, though. They had those speakers.
Binary
shit.
Beats.
Vice did
it's
that.
Called.
Yeah.
Binary Beats by Dre?
No, not that. Let me find this
All right, while you look for it. I was reading an article earlier this week from Gawker that one of their writers went to TGI Fridays because they have unlimited apps.
Oh, yeah, for $10 or some shit. Oh, yeah.
But I found out that it's like... You pay $10 per person, but you only get one. You have to choose your app then. Like, you can't like mix up your apps.
That makes sense.
I don't know. I thought,
they'd go out of business if you could fucking just get one of everything. know. Like, if you go to Olive Garden, you can only get one specific kind of shit.
I've never been to Olive Garden.
Oh, word?
Word.
I'll take you one day, son. Just me and you. We'll have an Olive Garden kind of day.
One sad day.
That'd be awesome.
Olive Garden offers unlimited pasta all the time.
Yeah, but you can't fucking mix and match.
Yeah, you can.
No way. I went one time, you get like the fucking.
You went to that getaway.
Shit.
They saw your ass coming. You can get whatever pasta you want. There's unlimited pasta bowls at Olive Garden.
I know you get the breadsticks.
You get unlimited breadsticks. I watch commercials. I'm seeing this shit all the time.
And yet you never want to go.
No, I never want to go to an Olive
Garden. Right down the
my
fucking
dad
bar.
Would come back to life and beat my ass if I ate in an Olive Garden.
He'd beat you for anything, wouldn't he?
Yeah, probably. I mean.
Yeah, so this Gawker writer. Like, went from, like, opening to close at this TGI Fridays.
Oh, my God.
He only ate 7 rounds of mozzarella sticks.
What the fuck is wrong with
him? No, it's Applebee's, not TGI Fridays.
It's TGI Fridays.
It's Fridays. It's $10 apps.
$10 apps, bro.
All you can eat, right?
Unlimited apps.
What the fuck?
How much mozzarella sticks can you really eat? They're fucking gross.
But
but he just did it to do it. But he didn't fucking die from that?
No, I think he said he did vomit when he got home.
His fucking sodium must have been high as shit.
I don't know. Whatever.
God damn, that's dangerous.
What are you, his doctor?
I'm just saying. I'm very conscious about what the fuck I eat.
I know that within hours of them announcing that they were going to do this, I saw all over like business websites,
mm-hmm.
just analysts being like, this is going to destroy the entire corporation, like instantly. Like, Fridays is done.
I don't know if it actually blew up like that, though. I haven't heard, like, other than him bringing it up right now, I haven't heard anybody say,
I'm sure people will figure it out, but I mean, how many, I think it's just to generate, like, something like unlimited apps, that's not going to change the way people order dinner. People are still going to go order, like, you're going to get your cheapskates that aren't going to order an entree and just do unlimited apps, but it's mostly to bring in happy hour customers so they sell more beer, which they make a lot of money on.
They should have done that for happy hour, if you're going to and you probably move it more on top of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think most of the people who are going to be getting the unlimited apps are either coming in to watch sporting events, and that's so that they can compete with Applebee's, because Applebee's has like a lot more of that market.
Well, yeah, it's a limited run, right?
I'm not sure. They're just trying it. I'm sure they reserve the right to
because
get rid of it.
The real test.
Oh, yeah, it's all summer.
The real test of it. All right, see, that's the thing. If they were running this thing in September through December during football season,
they'd be fucked.
Oh, they'd be dead.
Yeah,
that wouldn't work out.
Or like, they would make so much money on beer that it would be worth it.
I don't know.
Nah, those fast food chains fucking OD charge on beer.
You guys are thinking that we're in New York and there's like a lot of people. But if a Friday's in like a relatively small place and there's a lot of bars around, could get all the people from all the bars to just go to Fridays instead of going to the regular local bars, they would cake off for games.
That's
good.
Yo,
we're having an app party, bro.
Bring that 10.
Follow your fantasy team and eat 47 mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, in front, that's a good shit. You host that a fucking fantasy party at that shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're going to have our pizza party that we're supposed to have.
Yeah. Like, we heard there's unlimited dollar slices here.
I'm front, there's one around here, right? At Fridays?
Yeah, don't you remember? You don't want
to
go there.
The biggest Fridays in the world is in Midtown.
Johnny doesn't want to go there anymore because I embarrassed him.
Fucking
that time.
Yeah, by Sirius XM, there's the biggest TGI Fridays in the world.
Oh, wow.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, so I found this thing. There's a website called Get High Now.
Oh, I saw this.
On flour or goo?
No, on like noises. It's it goes with this.
Oh,
like,
I've heard this for years. I've heard of the sounds that get you high for years.
Yeah,
they're just really obnoxious sounds, though. I don't know. Apparently, if you put on an Oculus Rift, you get fucked up.
Yeah, but they're using sensory deprivation.
And Oculus Rift is the virtual reality headset.
Yeah, yep. So apparently, if you combine some of these like stupid things with some of the visual stupid things.
Never.
Some of the audio stupid things.
Never.
It fucks you up.
Never. I'll go back to smoking flour and taking vaporized fucking Carlo Rossi hits before I do this.
What, you're not just gonna look at this stupid 3D picture and then listen to this really annoying sound?
No. No, thank you.
No?
No.
Can't even hear it.
We'll play it for a little bit. In case someone actually does get high listening to this.
Guys, please don't drive while you listen to this.
Hit it.
Seriously, I don't know how this could possibly get you high.
You gotta close your eyes.
You know what? I think my eyes are dilating.
All right, I'm starting to feel it. It's like salvia, right? It comes on slow.
Yeah, I'm definitely high.
You're high?
Oh, man.
Oh, God, yeah.
Is it better than like a flower high?
What's flower at this point?
Yeah, it's true. Now that we got this. All right, I'm fucked up. We should probably end the show.
I mean, look, that was really irresponsible of us to play that over the air, over the podcast air. To any listeners that are just messed up right now, I apologize.
Yeah, I hope nobody was driving.
Son. Good God.
So, yeah, apparently these sounds will get you high because, I don't know, some douche said so.
I think visually you could fuck somebody up, but that's more like leading them toward a seizure and shit, right?
Well, there's like all these different sounds have some sort of pseudoscience attached to it. I don't know.
I love pseudoscience.
I've heard.
It's so much better than real science. It's much more fun. Because you don't need to have any like real proof and like plenty of cool shit could happen, like telekinesis.
Wilhelm Reich had plenty of proof, all right?
So much better.
He definitely really had an anti-cancer gun. All the research.
Is that like the Orgasmo Ray in Orgasmo?
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah, then, no, that's what that's based on. That's based on the writings of Wilhelm Reich.
Dope.
But then he got arrested at some point for selling like anti-cancer guns or something that like used like crystals and saying it was absolutely 100% fact.
People still do that shit now, though.
Yeah, they still go to jail too.
Well, yeah, good for them. They deserve.
Well, it's probably the government was just sabotaging his product.
Because I'm sure somebody will send us a message saying about
they're
it.
They're all in the pocket of Big Pharma.
They are.
I thought it was BK Chris saying that for a second. Good point.
They are all in the pockets of everyone.
Oh, God.
I saw, sick of this.
I know you guys are going to get annoyed by this. I saw, like, the thing that's annoying me the most this week is, you know, that Congress is not, like, Chattanooga, Tennessee built their own fiber optic broadband network.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
can't do that.
It's as fast as Google Fiber. And apparently they're saying they're not allowed to do that. Yeah, I think it's a success for a local government, and then the hard federal government is shutting it down.
Yeah, that's an FCC issue, though.
No, but the FCC said it's cool. Congress is passing laws to tell them they can't do that.
They got
to
look out for us,
to protect the telecom industry. It's because they're all in the pockets.
God knows
Cablevision
and Time Warner need to be protected.
Fuck yeah, son.
Yeah, I'm saying.
They don't make any money.
It's some fuckery. I'm like, I don't know. It's really annoying me. It is some fuckery.
That's it. I'm going to move to Kansas City, and I'm Google Fiber.
We just need to get this. We just need to get this Oculus Rift and just play this shit.
Careful, guy.
Just that. Apparently, that's the disappearing noise.
It's really annoying.
It just sounds like an ear test in elementary school.
Yeah. Right hand.
Yeah.
Wrong hand. Shit.
I don't know anymore, bro.
Don't worry.
Unlimited appetizers. Yeah. The sound's getting us high. There's no one's calling weed anymore. Apparently, it's flowers.
It is flower.
God damn it. And through all this, you're listening to High Society Radio, and the More Like Radio Network.
Thank God. I mean, we're the light in this world of darkness that's just those weird, annoying noises that supposedly get you high. It's like, it's pretty much the same as just eating nutmeg.
Oh, God.
I ate like half a pound of nutmeg before we started. This
you seem a little off.
Is that bad?
Just a little bit fucking rushed there. Yeah.
Is that weird?
People are just so fucking bored with that shit.
Is this a bad decision?
We're talking about the vape shot.
Yeah.
Apparently, for some reason, I don't understand why anybody would think this would work. But they're coming out with a pill that if you take it, it doesn't make out. I mean, they've come out with this 100 times.
That shit comes out like every 2 years.
Well, one of them just made you violently ill if you drank. That's what they would give to all that.
It makes you really cool?
No.
It wasn't for the people Five Hour Energy, right?
No, it wasn't. Apparently, it just, you don't get high while you're drinking. But it doesn't say if it works if you are fucked up and eat one of these pills.
That dude looks like he's throwing up.
No, he's doing a keg stand.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Right. Now, what I think...
I know that guy.
Nobody's like going to take this so that they drink less, not getting like drunk. They're just going to take this so that they can look like they're getting drunk and take advantage of girls. Like, this is clearly what's going to happen with this pill.
Oh, God.
Some college dude is just definitely taking this to do that. I'm waiting for all the girls to get fucked up, but I can't get fucked. I'll just act.
Do you really
stumbly.
Think people are going
to
do that?
I absolutely think people are going to do that.
That's so sad.
I have definitely known more than one person who didn't drink and, like, would order a beer and nurse it for, like, 10 hours.
Hey, you.
Yeah, that's...
I don't do that. That's a lot of beers. I drink a lot of beers.
Yeah, I do, too.
I get good and drunk, all right? Anytime I ever went home with a girl drunk, I was drunker than her.
Fuck, yeah. That's being a gentleman right there.
Yeah, exactly. I was nice enough to get blackout drunk, so I didn't remember anything.
Hey, as long as you could get
I didn't remember all those filthy things she did to disappoint her parents.
Right? I don't trust these boots. They never work, so whatever.
No, this is a pharmaceutical pill that's coming out.
Oh, what? So?
Prozac is a pharmaceutical pill. And
that shit works, bro.
Does it?
Yeah, crush it up and snort it.
Sounds awful. I knew it could have did that. It was not a good scene.
Yeah? Oh. What happened to him?
I don't know. He got very sick and, like, mucusy.
Oh, word? Yeah. Oh.
That's why we just need Ibogaine, dog. I got mad at that shit in Afghanistan now.
Well, why? Because everyone's on heroin in Afghanistan?
Yes, literally everyone's on heroin in Afghanistan. So they,
makes sense.
Some guys are going out there to open an Ibogaine clinic to try to get people clean.
Is it the same guys who were on that Vice doc?
The Vice episode last Vice season? News. Yeah, but I think it is the same guys. Yeah, so they're just going out there. But I think why it won't work, like most people go down to Mexico, get off heroin because of Ibogaine, and then they go back to like a modern city, not a place that's being bombed out that has no commodity other than heroin readily available.
That's what I was going to say. It's shit is readily available. You got nothing else to fucking do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they just sell heroin.
Yeah, but you're going to use that shit if you're around
it. No. Stop.
It's between that and shooting down fucking planes, right?
So what? You have some beautiful, pure heroin. Why would you ever want to shoot or snort it? And really, they're probably snorting it, because what kind of goddamn syringes are they going to have down in the Afghanistan?
And I'd want to touch
poppy
fields. Right now. Mm.
It's like, here's a town syringe here.
I mean, I'm sure that goes on.
Everyone has hepatitis God. C.
What kind of syringes do you have, like, living under a bridge somewhere? You know what I mean? Like, people are still doing it.
That was utterly depressing to fucking imagine. Oh, man. Very good.
It's true. Why did you, you may put this on a prep sheet here, robot blowjob machine receives bad reviews?
Yeah, so this thing called, it was called the Auto Blow 2. It got kickstarted, right? It got kickstarted into creation. And I guess it's a machine that, you know, simulates blowjobs. I guess it sounds, from
like
the
a
sound
fleshlight.
Of it, it's like a fleshlight that moves
with
on
a
the
mouth.
Inside.
Okay.
And
they have, but there's
terrible
like
reviews.
There's like 50, there's 50, like, products like this.
That's fucking weird. It looks like R2-D2 a little bit.
It kind of does have an R2-D2 look to it, but it just looks like a fleshlight, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Other than
it's a mechanized fleshlight. Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
So women still have a use. It's great.
I mean, it's got 4.5 stars on Amazon.
They can fucking start anything on Amazon. I don't mean shit.
These companies just like hire people to.
Oh yeah, the product
to give
reviews.
Five star reviews.
Those are awesome.
It's most of these shady weird things.
This thing has like a suction cup, so you could like stick it to a wall. This is called the Spider Realistic Hands Free Mail Toy.
That's nice.
Yeah, because that's where I want to be in life. Fucking a.
You
fucking
the
wall?
Fucking
a wall.
That's like really for like a 12-year-old, though. He's trying to practice
good
a stroke.
Good God,
technique.
Man. What? Oh.
Like little kids.
Stop right now.
Don't even finish that.
I'm talking about like little kids jerk off.
Stop it. You're going to make us look bad.
Stop everybody it. Knows 12-year-olds jerk off a lot. Sometimes they fuck couches or socks and shit.
Oh my God. This is bad. I'm not saying this.
Nobody here knows somebody who does something creepy when they're a kid.
You don't talk about kids masturbating.
Basketball, and fuck that.
That's more than I ever wanted to fucking know about you. Right
we
now.
Went to high school with a kid who at 14 saved his cum for a year and a half and then started smelling it to see what it smelled like.
What?
Yeah.
There's a guy at 4chan who blows that away. Look up 4chan, like semen, I can't remember, like 4chan semen. Try that.
How the fuck are you one up in that?
Go to images.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh.
Like, there's like four 2-liter bottles of jizz that this guy's just saved.
Oh. Good for him.
Oh, that's
right?
Disgusting.
That's a lot of jizz.
That's
is this
a lot
just
of semen.
Dry jizz? What is this?
I don't know.
That's jizz.
Oh, this is nail clippings.
Oh.
No.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I saw something else great on 4chan late last week, broke over the weekend. These two girls in Florida, I think one was like 18, one was like 15, they were sisters.
Mm.
They find a turtle in their backyard or whatever, something. I forgot where they're in Florida.
Yeah.
They start taking videos of it, pour lighter fluid all over the turtle, set it on fire, kill it. And they.
That's fucked up.
They eat it afterwards?
And it's an endangered turtle.
A little tortoise?
It was a tiny little turtle. I don't know. It was a little turtle.
Oh.
They set it on fire, they kill it. They're laughing as it's burning to death.
Yeah, people fucking cold.
And then some kid, I guess, saw them post these videos to their Facebook, and he ripped them down and then posted them on the 4chan. And just off the videos alone, 4chan, like, broke down who these girls are,
scary like that.
Where they live, what their names are, and, like, passed off the information and videos to the feds get felony charges pressed against them for, like, I guess, you know, cruelty to animals.
How old were they?
18 and 15. Yeah, but I don't think they're going to go after them, right?
I have no idea, but 4chan broke it down.
Because you remember that broad a couple years ago that threw the fucking puppies over the bridge and shit? Like a bucket of puppies and
yeah.
She was from, the internet figured out how the fuck she was, and she was like from Bosnia and shit. She didn't even get
time
for it.
Oh, it's an endangered tortoise.
Yeah, it's an endangered tortoise. Yeah, it's endangered. Mm-hmm. It's a poor tiny little turtle.
Oh, no, they probably will get, at least the 18-year-old is going to get in trouble.
Oh.
If it's an endangered turtle, yeah.
That's damn. Really sad, actually.
That's
poor turtle.
That's fucking scary how they find you, too, though.
Oh, dude, there's enough hackers on there to do whatever they want, be for good or ill.
Yeah. Oh, poor little turtle.
Yeah, it's sad, right?
Yeah, that's
sad. Little turtle got killed.
Couldn't defend
himself. Because it's a bunch of bored redneck skeezers.
Jesus.
What?
Where's this? This has got to be Florida, right?
Yeah, it's Florida.
Yeah, of course.
You know it, son. Right, Johnny?
That's bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
I feel like, but, all right, like, if they were younger, if they were junior high school kids, you know, that shit
I'd
just
still
happens.
Be pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pissed, but that shit, you know, fucking little kids do stupid shit like that.
Do they?
Yeah, but they're not little. Yeah. They're 18 and 15. Well, 15 is still young, but 18 should know better.
No, no.
Before we leave, we did miss a couple of patrons. They should get a shout out.
All right, give out more shots for our Patreon account.
Rooter.
Oh, that's a nice dog.
Sup, Rooter? Thank you very much.
Chris, Needle Show on Twitter hooked us up.
Oh, that's, nice. That's our boy
and
right
obviously
there.
Obviously, Finn McCool, who blows out the transgender Carmen Sandiego GoPack Joe.
What the fuck?
I think
why
he's Carmen Sandiego.
Why would you attack
Carmen Sandiego? Why is he all over the world committing crimes? He's Carmen Sandiego with a sex change.
Man. I just said he was a mule. I didn't go that fucking
look,
far.
I don't know what either of you guys are talking about. GoPack Joe is a saint, is what he is.
He's a Packers fan.
GoPack Joe, don't listen to these two. Listen to me, all right? You're the man. And these two
he
are just talking crazy.
He's getting beat by Finn McCool,
and
though, by a dollar.
Thank you for... thank you, everyone, who's donated to the Patreon account.
Every single person.
We really appreciate it. And I even appreciate the guy who donated 69 cents.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That was cute.
And you can check that out at our Twitter account, at HS Radio Show. We're on morelikeradio.com. Or, you know, I'll even throw out our personal websites, newtrashcity.com. You can check out all of our old archive shows.
And don't forget, we're on iTunes.
Yeah, we're on iTunes.
And you can search High Society Radio thanks to Ken.
Hey, bro, we're on iTunes. You say that to people, just like you hit your coworker. Hey, bro, these guys are on iTunes.
Just as good as fucking having a business card nowadays.
Oh, God, yes. It's better. All right. I think that's it for us.
That's it?
I think we're going to end the show.
We're going to end the show?
Just for tonight. And this starts the 3 years of straight live shows.
I don't think God, we should agree to that.
I think one of us is going to die tonight.
I don't think that's a good idea.
And if there is...
No.
Don't do that.
Don't
jinx just, people's lives,
and
dude.
No, shut up.
If we're in a best of...
Oh, my God.
We pay you money.
No.
If you donate to our page...
That is Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley...
He's the only one saying it.
You'd send a letter to care of SiriusXM.
If you're a Patreon patron, look, you get money back, right? I'm making that right now.
No, that's not a good idea.
That's if we miss next 3 years straight.
No. Me not and Johnny, dude, we're outvoting you on this.
It's going to be sick, bro.
You're being voted down.
I've said about 20 times this podcast.
You're making me and Johnny liable for your fuck-ups. I'm not fucking with this.
Mm-mm.
You're all overruled.
That means we're gonna owe people money next time you decide to go to Austria for a week.
Oh, word!
No,
so,
we're gonna cut. We're gonna cut some Evergreen shows.
Oh.
And we're like, God, fooled you. You thought we'd be out. You thought we'd be getting money, but no.
Oh.
But we're not gonna do that. We're gonna say
we're
it right now. It's
like
not gonna
that.
Happen.
We'll do
all right,
wacky
look,
shit
look,
like
look.
That.
It's been a lovely evening. It's High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Shotty.
Chris from Brooklyn.